You know, I just feel very much urged in my heart to speak these words to you as we are not approaching the dangerous times, but we are living in dangerous times. As the coming of the Lord is about to take place, His secret coming for the church at any moment, which has actually not dawned within our hearts yet, that the fear of God should come within us. Many are caught up whatever the routine life has to offer them. Paul, 2,000 years ago, he said it very clearly. Urged by the Lord Holy Spirit that fierce times, dangerous times would come, and they are here. And the root problem also is mentioned in the book. But what I am urged to say to you now is that many times God's people are prone to forget their past. The past life, the bondages, the sleepless nights, and even though as kind of a form of godliness, or let me say following a set of rules, attending church, telling others we are Christians, not knowing God personally and having a personal relationship with Him, fear-stricken, no help, bondage to some specific sins of anger or sexual lust or you name it. Alcoholism, not knowing how to come out of it. But the mercy of the Lord reached us and brought us out. I want to ask you, just as even as I am speaking to you, think how many times that you thought about, that you cried and wept on the streets, or maybe in a bus, and you had no sleep. There were nightmares of frightful dreams, or maybe even you were seeing things right in front of your eyes. Maybe you were frightened with dreams of dead people, even people who had gone away from your family. Persecution, no love, nothing whatsoever, left lonely. No one cared. In such a time, God connected certain people and step by step brought you into His kingdom. How many times you thought about that? And even after coming to know the Lord, the persecutions continued. And how the Lord embraced, like embracing a child, fed you with His word, gave you brothers and sisters. Believe it or not, majority, not most, majority of God's people, they forget all what God has done for them, just like Israel. So when they were about to enter Canaan, they were warned by Moses that when you go there and possess that land, the vineyard that you did not plant, the wells that you did not dig, and you live there in that country, and see to it that you do not forget the Lord thy God. And remember how you were in bondage in Egypt, and how the Lord delivered you through his mercy. But what happened? They forgot. They even forgot right in the wilderness. But I don't know, I was just during worship, this came to me to tell you. If you look in the past, and even some days or months, how many times you thought about this and was really deeply touched in your heart, and with tears you thank the Lord. Think about it. Because unthankfulness and ungratefulness will be one of those, the things will be very dominant in these last days. Self-love, which dominates, drowns us in our own self. And we think of ourselves as another God and passing judgments on other people. And we try to compare our good character with others and put others down. Are we just by hurt by little things and then, you know, keep to ourselves? So the root cause and the problem is the self-love. We are in this, those days now. This is lack of love for others, lack of love for God. There is only love for money, love for pleasures, love for self. People don't realize this. That is the word of God that it tells us. I remember my family being strong Roman Catholics that time. Now I know the Satan attacked and through many curses probably in our family. My sister was struck with heart disease. But I saw mother always sorrowful, weeping. And my brother met with an accident and fell off and bedridden for 10 years until he went to be with the Lord, and I believe the Lord saved his soul. That was just after I got saved, a couple of weeks after I got saved in 1981. And my sister was attacked in her mind. And we had no other, at that time, help. Church never came to help. See, I can't say these things when I think God's mercy. You know, the day that you stop to be thankful to God for what he has done, be sure you have stepped out of his grace into demonic realm. Unthankfulness is a demonic condition. Ungratefulness is another demonic condition. So when I look back, it's the mercy and grace of God caught my family, called me, not my brother, not my sisters, my two sisters and my dad and mom went to be with the Lord within a period of 2 years, one after the other. For one brother, And for one, that brother and that sister, I never saw their dead bodies, never attended their funerals. But I know it was the plan. God's mercy took me from UK in order that he may fulfill his plan for my life and that he may prepare a people for himself in that place, delivering them from the hand of the devil. Hindus, many Methodists, Roman Catholics, bringing them into a relationship with Jesus Christ. After I preached the word, and I was so tired last night, I guess it was probably around 12:45, and I was just, as I was doing all, the phone rang again, and it was one brother from Mediclo, and he said, "Brother, there is a young person, a teenager has come, and the demon is manifesting. They are unable to hold him down. Four people are on him, trying to keep him down. He's turned very boisterous." I said, "Okay, the Lord will deal with him." And then I said, "Don't worry." And I said, "I'm tired now." So he said, "Okay, I'll talk to you tomorrow." He said that he will send the photograph through email. I never forgot to check it, actually. I want to say, it is the mercy and the goodness of God who thought about me and you. It was the overall plan of God from the foundation of the world. David knew nothing about it. Nothing whatsoever. Nobody told him anything before. Not even his father, a God-fearing man. He was right out in the field. And suddenly, without expectation, the call of God came, impacted his life. Even if it had not happened the same way for you and me, if you know and if you believe and that you know that you know that you are saved, what a privilege. God has called you to fulfill his plan. And we need to be thankful to God for this great call. God did not choose to take that position, the other brothers of David, about seven of them, right? God chose David the same way he has chosen you. Are you thankful for that? Are you? People may say that so-and-so is better than you. So-and-so is better than you in your family or in your relations. But God chose you. It was his plan. Are we thankful today? The moment we turn unthankful and ungrateful, listen, children, you step out into demonic realm. I say this in the presence of God. Unthankfulness and ungratefulness will take you step into demonic realm. And that is too dangerous. And afterwards what? You find now difficult to come out of it. Because you need deliverance now. If you do not even have the demonic spirit within you, but you can be under the influence. And all what we can do is now watch others. What is the mistake? What is the problem that the others have? Oh, I did this, I did that, I did this and that, everything was right. What about that? What about this? What about this? And find all the little things, the character flaws of others. So, I believe with my heart, right here, the Lord Holy Spirit is speaking to you today. Have you forgotten to be thankful for all what God has done for you? At least remember the tears. Remember that you had nobody. Remember that you struggled with that sin. Remember that you had no way, that you didn't want to get back home, that you didn't want to go home. Home was hell. Remember what kind of friends that you joined, what kind of language you spoke. But look at you now. Do we give thanks to the Lord? We thank the Lord. I am what I am by the grace of God. If not for you, Lord, no. You see, the more we are thankful and more we are grateful, the more we will remain humble, the more the anointing will come, the more the presence of God will open for us. It is unthankful. Oh, I tell you. People shall be unthankful, ungrateful. It's talking of believers, not worldly people. Believers, they will hop into a form of godliness. A form of godliness. I want to read this scripture, which you very well know. Isaiah chapter 60. Arise and shine, for your light has come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon you. For behold, darkness shall cover the earth, and deep darkness the people. At once, when I said that, you think, well, I know the scripture. Darkness shall cover the earth. Cover. Darkness covered for 3 days Egypt. They couldn't move from one place to the other. It was so thick. It was a demonic darkness. And Isaiah prophesied before the coming of the Lord about 750 years. Darkness shall cover the earth. Satanic deception. Devil's deceptions, confusion, all kinds of evil things, violence, divorces, family separations, murders on streets, in schools, within even a family, hating one another, destroying by words one another. Youth stumbling, killing each other. Children even attacking and killing parents. Brother and brother against brother. Parents killing children through many abortions. Churches growing so cold. Even worse, a stage worse than lukewarmness. And others having their own agenda. Following a routine on a Sunday. What is all this? Darkness shall cover the earth. And gross darkness shall cover the people. Gross darkness, thick darkness shall cover the people. And it's happening now. And it's getting worse and worse. And people will get into a form of godliness. There is no power going out of them. There is no anointing upon them. God has never intended any believer to go to church and get back home. There is a preordained specific plan for your life and my life. Until you get into that plan, you will never ever enjoy life and be at rest. I will never be at rest. Because God created us for that purpose in Christ Jesus, put us into a new order of species. The new creation is not according to Adam. It is according to Jesus Christ, the Son of God. That's why Jesus said, "He who believes in me shall do the works that I do, and greater works you will do, because I will be going to my Father." John 14:12. We know that. So as gross darkness covers the earth, the nations are struggling. Prime ministers, presidents are struggling. Now even they are throwing words that some others at one prime minister or a president, they said, is devilish. Or even a devil, openly. And another prime minister says that Israel had to be wiped out from the map. Hardly not aware that already nearly 2,500 years ago, a man of God wrote in Psalm 83 that they say that way. I want to show you some statistics which were taken probably some years back. Now it should be worse. One day in the United States. Well, Canada joins with it, is no better. I say this not to put down any country, but we need to know the state of affairs. What is happening now? What is the present state condition? Where am I? Where is the church? What is happening? What is happening to Israel? But most of the time, we are so buried with our own problems, with our own self, with our own work, with our own families. That's all, no more. Now, the statistics. If you want, you can take it down. Otherwise, don't bother. Now, this statistics is true in one day. Now, this is actually is focusing on the youth, teenagers, or even, well, 20s, 21, 22, 23, young people. And they have taken these statistics. Watch it. Every day, this is happening. So, each day, these things are happening, what I'm going to say to you. Every day in the United States, 2,753 teenagers get pregnant. Teenagers go through abortion every day. 367 teenagers have miscarriages. Teenagers give birth to a baby before the marriage. 666 babies have no proper care that are born for these people. Babies born die before 1 month. Every day, 110 babies die before their first birthday. Now have in the back of your mind what Isaiah said, gross darkness shall cover the people. Why are we going through this? It's just for knowledge. No. What are we going to do? How we are going to use our life? Every day, 9 children die of gunshot bullets. Every day, 5 teenagers commit suicide. Teenagers have been diagnosed every day with sexual disease, gonorrhea or syphilis. 600. Nine 188 children are sexually abused every day. teenagers rebel and leave their home. They run away. children are in public places where they keep them and teach them to live right. In juvenile, they say correction facilities. They are detained over there. Every day, 2,269 illegitimate children are born. children see their parents separate in divorce each day. Now, what are we going to say for all this? See the revelation that was given. See what God has warned. Has God made provision for all these things? Certainly. That's why he kept his high commission, extension of his kingdom down on earth is the church. Not for us to gather on a Sunday. And what is happening in church? They just even go for just soul winning and things like that, and they just bring them a few there. Like the Lord said, the Pharisees, they go out, all out to bring somebody into their religion and then make them worse devils than them. See, gross darkness, satanic attack, infiltration of demonic spirits attacking the families, churches, teenagers, children, and they have no answer. The United Nations cannot solve. They cannot put out terrorism. No. Because the human degeneration of character, the sinful nature cannot be corrected, cannot be altered, cannot be taught, cannot be educated. It cannot be changed. So God says, I will create a new man. I will give them a new heart. I will create a new spirit within them. That's his order. And I will even create new earth and a new heaven. I'm sick of this old order, God says. So imagine, you are no accident. Living in a time like this, there are people today, there are thousands left to die. Many of them don't know even Jesus. They don't even know why they were born. Why it happened to them. And why they had to die early. Probably they have only a few days left. And others just following a religion which will take them nowhere. They may even read the Bible, not knowing even the slightest first step of a plan of God. Nothing. But God established the church to demonstrate the power, His deliverance, His healing, His plan that He released through the cross of Jesus Christ, to demonstrate what Jesus, the victory of Jesus on the cross. What are we doing? So don't think that when I say about church means there's a church gathering of the people in the building. No, church, you are the one. See? And it is going to increase. The natural disasters are going to increase. What about the recent tsunami? Never gave any warning, eh? Only day we just heard about earthquakes happening in places, people die, 1,000, 10,000, 15,000. But then who expected this, that there was not even a little slightest warning? People went to bed, got up to see water over the trees, the tallest trees, which took them away, left some behind. And many are burdened with that separation. A husband who lost his wife and kids in front of his eyes, just seeing them being washed away by the wave. 60, 70, 80 feet high waves. Children in front of their eyes carried away. And the bodies that were found were just tacked up like firewood. You're seeing all those things. And they say there are many, many other natural disasters to come. Earthquakes are increasing. Tsunami was actually an earthquake under the sea, which triggered that, pushed that wave in many directions. And divorces, family separations, and hatred, hating one another, and a life that is not real. We try to just put a mask of smile outside, but we are not okay. And so many confusion and division, violence, everything is increasing. And Jesus said, the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy. The devil is all out to destroy you and me. If he cannot destroy, he will divert, distract from the plan of God. If you stay in the word of God with single-mindedness, and then you say, oh Lord, I shall not die but live and declare the works of the Lord, I'm going to serve the Lord, and then you go on like that, and then yes, and God preserves you and then protects you, but now he'll try to distract you. Because he couldn't destroy you. He will distract you with all kinds of things that he has to offer through this world. That's why the word of God says, do not love the world, cosmos, this pattern of life, or the things in the world. Satan is not bringing something, taking the dust from moon and then coming and tempting us. He's going to use something or somebody to tempt us and to distract us. Divert us, to take an exit, a wrong exit, when we should be heading on to the direction. Well, some people, they go on the highway, right? They take a wrong exit. Some come back, others don't. How much more in spiritual life? So when the devil comes to steal, kill, and destroy, he's coming to steal the plan of God from us. He's coming to steal the word of God from us. He's coming to steal the love of God from us. Coming to steal anything of the kingdom. And Jesus said, I come to give life and abundantly. I see that now, you know how I have come to give life and life abundantly. I have come with the plan of God, with the scroll in my hands. It is with me. It is up to you to find out why I have called you, why I have given you life. It is the plan of God. Wherever you read it is that. But people, you know, what has happened is when you come into salvation, that they think, oh, well, I got saved, I'm going to heaven, I sing some songs of heaven, be in a good church, and then do whatever the pastor says or whatever. And that's about all. They don't even know why God separated them from their family, friends, relations, and had this plan for them, hardly anything. And so the devil keeps them as long as they are not in the plan of God. The devil knows you are not under the protection of God. And the demons are all out to put their words in our mouth as fire to ignite the tongue by the fire of hell, as James said in chapter 3. But the word of God is fire, and God says, you put my word in your tongue, and when you take the good news under the anointing and you speak, that's going, that fire will go out and devour the enemies, and it's going to set people free, and they're going to be born again. Amen. That's the fire of heaven. But see what we are. And when we speak all kinds of evil and gossips and all things behind and criticize and don't walk in love and don't consider the others and always just mindful of me and my family, my children. That type of life is actually is mentioned. It's the dangerous times. We just let them to be more to be dominated by demonic spirits. 2 Timothy chapter 3. It's the lovers of themselves. That's the root problem the Holy Spirit reveals. Why these wars and why all these fights and all kinds of things happening? Even in marriage, what can I get? Each person asks, what can I get? You didn't do that to me. You didn't, this isn't. No, you did that. It's all coming to the root problem is self-love. So as living in these dangerous times, the gross darkness is covering, and what's going to be next? The things are going to get worse. Is terrorism going to be stopped? No way. In fact, it's going to increase and increase and increase. And when they say there is peace and order, there's going to be sudden destruction. So I say by the Spirit of the Lord, you better be in prayer when you go about. Whether you are in the bus or in the train, whether you're walking, always remember the Lord. Don't get carried away. But the days are here. The dangerous days are here. That word, perilous times, I told you that it was used in Matthew 8, 38, I believe, where the demoniac in the at the beach, when Jesus went, and nobody could pass that way because it was so dangerous. Because he was possessed with so many spirits. And it was so frightening to go that way. They're the same word that the Holy Spirit has used through Paul in 2 Timothy chapter 3. Dangerous times are here. We are living in it now. Don't just look at what all the things in what you see in the malls, or what the cars, or whatever that type of life of people, what kind of house that they have. Jesus very clearly said, the abundance of things cannot become life for anyone. No. So, we need to forsake and deny self, as Jesus said, and to follow him that we may receive his plan for what we need to do before his coming. God has called you in faithfulness. He is speaking to you today. And as I said at the very beginning, when is the last time that you thanked him with tears? Or you just pictured in your mind with imaginations that there was this gift God gave to human beings, that you just shoved your face inside the pillow and then you were weeping. There's nobody. There was no help from mom, dad, brother, sister, nobody. You looked for a friend, there was none. And God remembered you, sent somebody, he arranged someone, a teacher, a preacher, and you got saved, and you have been taught line upon line. Are we thankful? Have we been thankful? Are we grateful to him? See, it it is not the will of God for us to receive the word and go about in our business and then gather again to receive the word. And what I am saying is not to put on any churches. The great plan for the church is to demonstrate the victory of Jesus Christ, what he did on the cross, and to preach the good news of the gospel, that the good news of the gospel will go out as a fire out of their tongue or their mouth and deliver the people from the hand of the devil. That's what Paul, what the commission was given to Paul, that I'm sending you that you may open their eyes, Acts 26, that they may come from darkness to light and from the power of Satan to God. What a commission. But what has happened now? The devil has just made the church into a big gathering business organization. And they are into a routine which they have no way even to think that they are in a routine. They think that everything is okay and God has accepted them. God has given gifts to people and anointing to people. Different kinds of anointings in the body of Christ, that the work of the ministry may be accomplished. The Lord is in the business of delivering people from darkness, delivering people from the pit of hell before they close their eyes and go to hell. That's why you and I have been called. Why should the Lord choose us from our families? Why should he call you? Think about it. Why still others are really stumbling and they are not, I don't know what to do. Why this happened? How come they can murder that way? Why this husband murdered the wife or the wife murdered the husband? Why these teenagers kill each other? They have no clue. And human character cannot be changed. If you can reverse the process of a fruit that is decaying, take a banana. As it decays, when it's originally green and then becomes light yellow and then more yellow and then more yellow and then afterwards a little, some days a little black spots and then more black spots and then you get just rot. That is the condition of man. And no one reverses it. And God has a plan. That's why he saved you and me. And when you preach the good news of the gospel, what God did for you, and this word goes forth as a fire, destroying his enemies, delivering the people from the hand of the devil, bringing them into his kingdom. See, the statistics that you heard, probably that was about 10, 15 years ago. What about now? Probably doubled. What are we going to do? What is the church doing? What about homosexuality? What about homosexual marriages? What about all kinds of divorce? The other day, I saw a poster. That's, you find it, probably you have seen it on the bus stands, bus stops. You can have a divorce for just $300. You read that. Some of you have read that. Just $300. That easy would be. See, don't you ever think that it's going to get better? Don't you ever think that, well, I'm just living in a place where everything is peaceful and normal? No. It is filthy and corruption is so much. Spiritual corruption. That even sometimes, or many times, God's people, they get molded into it. They just simply accept it. They don't. You see? John the Baptist warned Herod, you cannot have your brother's wife while he's living. No. And he paid the price for that. What is the church doing now? What is happening now? When gross darkness is covering the earth. See, it did not say, the Lord never said, gross darkness shall cover only the unbeliever. No. It's covering the whole, all the people. But as it covers, the light shall shine. As we hold on with the Lord, we remain in the word, we grow from faith to faith, from strength to strength, go on with the Lord in his calling, the light will begin to shine. As the night dawns, when it's evening and more darkness comes in, then we can see little stars, and more darkness as the time goes, 8 o'clock, 9 o'clock in the night, and we see many stars. Now the stars are there, but you can't see it. What will you do? The arise and shine, the light has come. God has planned and brought you to this time, just like Esther. He said he came to give life, and life abundantly. That is his purpose and plan for you. That abundant life is not just living in a big house or having many vehicles or... No, no, no. The abundant life is the plan of God, is the will of God, is the overall plan. The reason why God brought us and kept us until this time. We were not born 500 years before or 1,000 years before. Not during Noah's time. He kept us until now. Think about that. See, because we forget all these things many times, we get so grumpy and then so murmuring and complaining and all that. You know, divisions start to take place. We have not valued our reason of existence. But we are here. So we just forget about everything. We just get into unthankfulness and gratefulness and just follow something, a routine, and then get more and more frustrated. But God loves us. Today he's not mad. He's unchanging God. He said, I have loved you with an everlasting love. Anybody, let anybody forget you, but I will not. Neither leave you nor forsake you. I have called you in righteousness. I will uphold you with my right hand. I will lead you. I will strengthen you. And when you pass through the waters, they shall not overflow, for I will be with you. So he had given so many promises. But we, like many, the worldly who do not know anything about God's plan. What is the next agenda that's taking place? It's going to take place. God is not going to wait for anything. The next thing immediately that will take place is the rapture. Chairman Dyer, sometimes we talk, and she says, who knows? The rapture may come before you plan everything over there. I said, yeah. But that won't stop me from planning. But then, yeah, that's true. Anything can come. These are the days. So, as someone said, one life to lose and one life to gain. If you don't lose this life, lose your convenience, your comforts and everything, you cannot have the second life, which is the abundant life, which is the plan of God. I know the plans that I have for you. Plans of peace and prosperity, not for evil. So, as more and more darkness going to cover the people, thick darkness, the Lord has kept the church, not governments, as the light of the world. You are the light of the world. Did he not say that? One place Jesus said, I am the light of the world. He who follows me shall not walk in darkness. John 8:12. Right? Not the governments, not the United Nations. Every believer is the light of the world. Why? Because satanic darkness, people do not know what to do. The police department have no help. They're doing whatever that they can do. But church, guided by the Lord, Holy Spirit, holding on to the presence of Jesus, doing his agenda, they have the answer. they have the answer. That day we watched the power of the gospel, how it delivered the terrorists, became servants of God. One champ killed 200 people. See, what? How can anybody change that way? Paul said, I am not ashamed of the gospel of Jesus Christ, for it is the power of God unto deliverance. The good news is the power of God. Is it in our mouth? So God has added this day to you. He has permitted you to hear this message again. I think the Lord is warning us to be very, very careful not to get into unthankfulness and ungratefulness and get into routine and get into finally a form of godliness. And thereafter, you read about enchanters, wizards and witches who will increase more in the very same chapter. Self-love always will take into demonic realm. Saul became independent after some time. And then he started doing things on his own. Finally ended up with a witch and died. We may not end up with a witch, but that we may just have, without our knowledge, have connections with demonic spirits without our knowledge. Believing the thoughts that we are having are ours, when all the time it was a demonic spirit injecting those thoughts. Many are going to commit suicide. Why? Because the voices that they hear. Many are going to hurt one another. Why? Because of the voices that they're going to hear. They refused to hear the voice of the Lord Holy Spirit. That's why the Bible says, if you will hear His voice today, do not harden your heart. It is all this. Well, we can go on our way, but then the gross darkness, those demonic satanic spirits that have been released into families, into schools, into offices, into departments, governments, they have no control. They have no way to shake their head and get it off. Students are going to stumble in universities. There will be murders. There will be rapes. Not knowing why they did it. And they will confess, I don't know why I did it. That's what Isaiah meant. Gross darkness shall cover. So, children of God, as God has even spoken to us today, consider your life. For it was God who brought you and allowed you to hear this message. Those who are living should live for the Lord, the Bible says. He died for you. Don't live for yourself. All that you have, all that you collect, everything that you do for yourself will remain with until the grave. It will not follow. Only up to the grave. Yeah. See ya. What a privilege to take His word and then spread His word all over and then bring them out, those who are seated in darkness, that they may see the light. God never told us to go and force anyone. No. Proclaim, declare the good news of the kingdom. That'll cost everything. But we need to consider one another, that we have been called as a team. Jesus had a team. One fell out. He had a team of 12 first, and then afterwards he had a team of 70. And then another team came at 120 over there. And increased and increased. God never calls us and sends us individually. You go this way, you go this way, you go this way. Just don't join it. No. It's a teamwork. So consider one another. Help one another. Pray for one another. Put the word of God within your heart and speak those things. That you may arise and shine in these last days. Even the gross darkness is covering. That you will have something to say where you are working. That you will have so much of God's word within your heart. The Holy Spirit will tell you, speak this thing. As they are discussing, what on earth is happening? Struck by fear. They have chit-chats over their lunchtime. But you have the light inside. But if you do not talk, speak according to this word, it's because you have no light. But God has called you in His marvelous light. And be thankful to Him. Don't wait for your feelings to thank Him. It is by the grace of God I am before you today. And I thank the Lord for letting me speak His word. And even to tape it. I know the messages that He has given me. It's not mine, it is His word. If anybody has touched, if anybody has been delivered, it is the power of His word. Just this mouth, the clay, He just spoke. But it was the Holy Spirit who took that word. I heard yesterday there was a lady in England, and she was given a message, cleansing by the blood. And it was actually bringing out so many things out of her stomach as she was listening, and then God was really setting her free and then cleansing her body in England. The power of God's word is immeasurable. That's why the devil fights day and night that we may speak wrong words, so that he can kindle his fire, his words in our tongue, hellfire. When we take God's word, his fire, the word of God is fire, God's fire in our tongue, that will go forth and destroy the enemy. Yeah, it's fire. It's spiritual heavenly fire. And the psalmist said, a fire went out from God and devoured the enemies. You sing that song, don't you? Fire goes before him, burns out all his enemies. See? I called upon the scripture many times when I was setting people free. When I found opposition, I said, Lord, let fire come as according to your word. And this, so much of a crying out. Adds, burn them. So consider what you have heard today and meditate on these things, and the Lord shall show you the other things which you do not know. May the Lord bless you. Father, I thank you for helping us to hear this word, and I pray that this word will remain in their hearts. In Jesus' name, amen.